Keith Pilbeam, Professor of International Economics, joins us from London on the line. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, looking at the figures being presented here by the ILO, it is quite clear that this push towards neoliberalism is taking away human capital from economies. Is this at all sustainable?
Well, it's not really sustainable, particularly the youth unemployment, you see, because the youth unemployment, as you say, is nearly one in four, and that's 16 to 24-year-olds, and that can't continue. That is definitely not sustainable.
Right. So why do you think that these governments have been forced to take such measures which are not going to bring their economies back on track in the long run?
Well, in the short run, of course, they're under pressure because they need the bailouts, particularly in countries like Cyprus and Greece. And the Germans want economic austerity. They want tax rises and cuts in government expenditure to maintain the credibility, as they see it, of the euro and the need to avoid caving in to these countries, because the Germans are ultimately going to have to cough up the money.
So as governments and big banks continue with the policies that they are, all we're going to see is a boom and bust in the economy, a cycle of this, and the people paying the ultimate price.
Well, that's it. I mean, the bankers and the politicians, to some extent, are acting in cahoots, because by bailing out the bankers, someone has to pay. And unfortunately, it's the youth and the unemployed workers on the main street, as we say.
It's quite a bleak picture there, Professor. That was Keith Pilbeam, Professor of International Economics, there joining us on the line from London. Professor, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.